宝山区2021学年第一学期期末高三年级英语学科教学质量监测试卷听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. As you can see from the drawings, the kitchen has one door into the dining room, another into the family room, and a third to the outside.
The door into the family room isn't big enough. Could it be made wider?
Question: What are the speakers doing?
Two. Have you ever put a computer together before?
No, never. But I think if we follow these instructions exactly, we won't have much trouble.
Question: What are the speakers going to do? Three. Taking a bus to New York is cheaper than going by train.
That's true, but I'd rather pay a little more for the added comfort and convenience.
Question: What does the man mean?
Four. What a boring speaker. I could hardly stay awake.
Well, I don't know. In fact, I think it's been a long time since I've heard anyone as good.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? Five. Have you read the news on the campus net? Susan has won the scholarship for next year.
I knew she would from the very beginning. She's a brilliant and diligent girl. She certainly deserves it.
Question: What does the woman mean?
Six. This crazy bus schedule has got me completely confused. I can't figure out where my bus to Cleveland leaves.
Why don't you just go to the ticket window and ask?
Question: What does the man suggest the woman do?
Seven. This is a fashionable overcoat. I saw you wearing it last week, didn't I?
Oh, that wasn't me. That was my sister Jane. She's in your class.
Question: What does the woman mean?
Eight. How long have you been running this company?
15 years, if you can believe that. I brought it from a small operation to what it is today.
Question: What do we learn about the man?
Nine. You are on the right track. I just think you need to narrow the topic down.
Yeah, you're right. I always start by choosing too broad a topic when I'm doing a research paper.
Question: What do we learn from the conversation?
Ten. My boys are always complaining that they're bored.
Why don't you get them into some team sports? My son and daughter play football every Saturday, and they both look forward to it all week.
Question: What does the man mean? Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Clubhouse is the latest app that is taking the world by storm. It consists of rooms where people talk about set topics over audio only. You start off as a listener, so you aren't able to speak right away. But sometimes the best way to learn is to slow down and just listen. Then you can quietly consider what people say about their work, lives, and experiences. You just might discover something new. These days, people have more online friends than ever, yet are still lonely. Clubhouse stands out from other apps in the way it helps users engage with others. They can laugh over common interests or have deep discussions. They can feel heard and appreciated. Without video, they can even drop some of their insecurities and say what they're feeling. Yet, with this safe space for expression, problems can occur too. In a place where you can say anything, some don't use their freedom rightly. Hateful speech and false statements have become a problem as Clubhouse's membership has grown. Moving forward, it is important for Clubhouse to find a way to track discussions and protect users. This app will likely continue to have a great impact. Only time will tell whether that impact is helpful or harmful.
Now listen again, please. Clubhouse is the latest app that is taking the world by storm. It consists of rooms where people talk about set topics over audio only. You start off as a listener, so you aren't able to speak right away. But sometimes the best way to learn is to slow down and just listen. Then you can quietly consider what people say about their work, lives, and experiences. You just might discover something new. These days, people have more online friends than ever, yet are still lonely. Clubhouse stands out from other apps in the way it helps users engage with others. They can laugh over common interests or have deep discussions. They can feel heard and appreciated. Without video, they can even drop some of their insecurities and say what they're feeling. Yet with this safe space for expression, problems can occur too. In a place where you can say anything, some don't use their freedom rightly. Hateful speech and false statements have become a problem as Clubhouse's membership has grown. Moving forward, it is important for Clubhouse to find a way to track discussions and protect users. This app will likely continue to have a great impact. Only time will tell whether that impact is helpful or harmful.
Questions 11. Which of the following is allowed after the users join Clubhouse?
Why is Clubhouse popular with its users?
13. What improvement does Clubhouse need to make according to the speaker?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
One of the best skills you can learn in life is how to make good decisions. Why? Because bad decisions lead to disappointment and pain. Good decisions, on the other hand, make you feel happy and successful. So, what factors go into making a good decision? There are three to consider. First, you need to realize that every action has a consequence. You shouldn't make a big decision quickly. Second, talk to others, especially those who are older and wiser than you. They can give you helpful advice. And finally, check your conscience. Be sure that you can feel proud of the decision you are going to make. When it comes to decisions, many people hesitate to make them. They may be scared of making a mistake. They may be afraid of what other people will think of their choice. If you need help making a decision, use the following 4 steps. First, you need to define the problem you are facing. The next step is to think carefully about the decision and brainstorm your choices. Third, you have to determine what is right for you. And finally, act on your decision as soon as possible.
Now listen again, please. One of the best skills you can learn in life is how to make good decisions. Why? Because bad decisions lead to disappointment and pain. Good decisions, on the other hand, make you feel happy and successful. So, what factors go into making a good decision? There are 3 to consider. First, you need to realize that every action has a consequence. You shouldn't make a big decision quickly. Second, talk to others, especially those who are older and wiser than you. They can give you helpful advice. And finally, check your conscience. Be sure that you can feel proud of the decision you are going to make. When it comes to decisions, many people hesitate to make them. They may be scared of making a mistake. They may be afraid of what other people will think of their choice. If you need help making a decision, use the following 4 steps. First, you need to define the problem you're facing. The next step is to think carefully about the decision and brainstorm your choices. Third, you have to determine what is right for you. And finally, act on your decision as soon as possible.
Questions. 14. What does the speaker say about factors to consider when making a good decision?
What does the speaker advise you to do when you need help making a decision?
16. What's the speaker mainly talking about?
17-20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Celia, do you want to go see a movie tomorrow?
Sorry, Ian, I can't. I have a lot of studying to do, so I'll be at the Comfort Cafe all day.
Hey, why don't you come study with me at the library? You know, near the books and other hard-working students.
I don't like studying at the library. My favorite place to study is at a coffee shop.
Why? You can't concentrate in a coffee shop. People are always walking in and out, and the coffee machine is so loud. Plus, there are always people talking.
People are usually pretty respectful at the Comfort Cafe. Besides, I like having a little bit of background noise when I study. The library is too quiet.
I don't think it's possible for a study spot to be too quiet. When I'm studying, total silence is what helps me concentrate.
Coffee is what helps me concentrate. Drinking coffee keeps me alert, and it also improves my memory.
Too much coffee makes me feel sick and anxious.
Studying at the library makes me anxious. I can just feel the anxiety of all the students studying for tests.
That doesn't affect me.
Well, it does affect me. The relaxed atmosphere of a coffee shop helps me relax. A change of scenery really helps when you have a lot to do.
That's why I like the library. Books are my favorite scenery.
Coffee machines and comfortable chairs are my favorite scenery. As soon as I smell the coffee, I know it's going to be a productive day.
I have an idea. Next time I have an exam, I'll try studying in a coffee shop. And you can give the library another shot. Then we'll know which one is better.
Well, I guess I can try it, as long as I can take a cup of coffee with me.
And I'll take my noise-canceling headphones to the coffee shop.
Now listen again, please.
Hey, Celia, Do you want to go see a movie tomorrow?
Sorry, Ian, I can't. I have a lot of studying to do, so I'll be at the Comfort Cafe all day.
Hey, why don't you come study with me at the library? You know, near the books and other hard-working students.
I don't like studying at the library. My favorite place to study is at a coffee shop.
Why? You can't concentrate in a coffee shop. People are always walking in and out, and the coffee machine is so loud. Plus, there are always people talking.
People are usually pretty respectful at the Comfort Cafe. Besides, I like having a little bit of background noise when I study. The library is too quiet.
I don't think it's possible for a study spot to be too quiet. When I'm studying, total silence is what helps me concentrate.
Coffee is what helps me concentrate. Drinking coffee keeps me alert, and it also improves my memory.
Too much coffee makes me feel sick and anxious.
Studying at the library makes me anxious. I can just feel the anxiety of all the students studying for tests.
That doesn't affect me.
Well, it does affect me. The relaxed atmosphere of a coffee shop helps me relax. A change of scenery really helps when you have a lot to do.
That's why I like the library. Books are my favorite scenery.
Coffee machines and comfortable chairs are my favorite scenery. As soon as I smell the coffee, I know it's going to be a productive day.
I have an idea. Next time I have an exam, I'll try studying in a coffee shop. And you can give the library another shot. Then we'll know which one is better.
Well, I guess I can try it, as long as I can take a cup of coffee with me.
And I'll take my noise-canceling headphones to the coffee shop.
Questions 17. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
What does the man say about his favorite place?
19. What does the woman say about her favorite place?
20. What are they going to do according to their agreement? 听力测试到此结束。